mostly it's young people who have maybe overindulged, and we are able to help them and to make sure that they get home safely. Sometimes they may be very sick and taxis won't have them if they're in the state, so we kind of sober them up and give them water and make sure they're all right. Sometimes, you know, they come out and they're with their very high heels. And
it sounds amazing. I mean, why do you want to do all these things? I mean, many people would just want to have a peaceful, quiet retirement.
Well, I'll tell you how it came about with me. 8 years ago, my husband died, and I was completely and utterly broken. We'd had 45 years, and it was like the end of a romance, really. You know, it was a good marriage, and it was very sudden. And when he died, I was in a terrible state. And my daughter, my family lives out in America, and I was out there, and I was just wallowing in tears and grief. I couldn't think of anything else. I couldn't think of life without Tom. Anyway, one day my daughter said to me, and this is what really brought me round. She said, "Mum, I've lost my dad, and the girls have lost their granddad, and we feel we're losing you." And I thought, that is true, because I just didn't want to live. I just wanted just to, well, as I say, wallowing in sorrow, really. And so I decided, I said to the Lord, I will give the love I had to Tom. I will give it to other people, and I will go out and I will work for you, Lord. And that is exactly what I've done.
And I think obviously a lot of people have been very impressed by what you're doing, and you're picking up lots of awards. I mean, what do you make of all the attention you're getting?
The awards aren't mine. They are everybody's. Although I was given them, you know, there are street pastors, there's people working in Shekinah, and gaffers, and the soup run, and all of them are deserving of this award, these awards, you know. But I am just humbled with the fact that, you know, it was given to me.